Father, we bless you and we praise you. All we can do, Lord, is say, Our Father who art in heaven, holy, 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 holy is your name. Oh, your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Your will be done by who, Lord? By who? By your saints, Lord. Matthew 7, not everyone that saith to me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father that's in heaven. We do his will here on earth and we bring him glory. What will? Oh man, I'm glad you asked me. Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are they that mourn, for they shall be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Blessed are they which do hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they shall be filled. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called sons of God. Blessed are they which are persecuted for righteousness' sake. Blessed are those that are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when men revile you and persecute you and say all manner of evil against you falsely for my name's sake. For great is your reward in heaven. For so they did to the prophets which were before you. You are the salt of this earth. If the salt has lost its flavor, wherewith shall it be salted? It is henceforth good for nothing but to be cast down and trodden under foot of men. You are the light of the world. You are the light of the world. You are a city set on a hill. You are the light of the world. A city set on a hill, it cannot be hid. Neither do men light a candle, put under a basket, put on a candlestick, and it gives light to all that are in Immokalee and all that are in Bonita. You are the light of the world. You are the light of the world. Your candle has been lit, Christ in you, the hope of glory. Hallelujah. Let us glorify our Father by the works that we do. That, my friends, is God's will from heaven here on earth. That is the nature of God that me and you have inside of us. We are born again. God's nature, God's spirit lives inside of us. We do his will here on earth as it is in heaven. That is his will. That is his will. Mercy, compassion, forgiveness, agape. That is his will. Dying as martyrs for the gospel, dying daily, that is his will. Being the salt of this earth, that is his will. We live and die by your word, Father. We live and die by your word. And I give you an everlasting praise, Father. That is your will that we contend for, Father, to display the fullness of the gospel, the kingdom of God. And we worship you for it, Father. We worship you. We praise you. We glorify you. Take us, Lord. take us. We enter into that throne room of grace and ask you for grace, not in time of sin, but in time of need. We want you, Jesus. Give us the grace to finish our calling, to bring you an everlasting glory, Father. Not just in word, but in power and in glory and in the demonstration of the Holy Spirit. The apostle said, Lord, work with us. Confirm your word by signs and wonders following our ministry. That's what this little church contends for. The gospel is not just word, Lord. The church has gotten just used to word, word, word. Yes, yes, your word, we need it. But your word says so much more than just be born again. Your word says that the blind see, the lame walk, the lepers are cleansed, the deaf hear, and the dead are raised, and the gospel is preached to the poor. That is the kingdom of God. Make no mistake. That is what your church better be preaching. That is the fullness of the kingdom. That is the fullness of the kingdom. They said to Jesus, are you he that should come, or do we look for another? Go tell John what you see. Tell him what you see. This is what you see. The blind see, the lame walk, the blind see, the blind see, the blind see, the blind see, the lame walk. The lepers are cleansed. The deaf hear. And the dead are raised. And to the poor, the gospel is preached. And blessed is he who is not offended in me. That, my friends, we don't dabble in the gospel in this church. This is not a get me by church. We immerse in the gospel. We preach that it's never your fault that I'm offended. If I'm offended, it's my fault. You don't have the power to offend me. That's what we're taught here. We're taught that sin has no dominion over us. Why? Because Christ in us, the hope of glory. We're taught that it's God's will for every sick person to be healed. Jesus healed them all. Everybody that came before Jesus was healed. They went before the apostles, they were healed. That is the gospel of the kingdom. That is what we believe. We don't dabble with the gospel. We immerse in it. We believe in prayer. We believe in a lot of fasting. We believe in a lot of worship. Not what we believe. That's just the gospel of the kingdom. That's the gospel of the kingdom. A gospel that I would die believing. Amen. You still love me? Anna, you still love me? All right. I like her handshake. Hallelujah. You all right, Robert? Harry? All right. Well, even if you weren't, go stay up there. I'm just playing. Isn't it amazing that when I quote the Beatitudes, I quote the last one that says, blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. I don't think the corporate church knows what's coming. We live in a society where Louisiana wants to put the Ten Commandments in the church, and it's being pushed back. The Ten Commandments in the church, and there's opposition to that. Do not kill, do not commit adultery, do not lie. They're pushing back on that. We better get real strong. Yeah. in these days to come. I believe, the way I behold the scripture and what I hear on TV, there's going to be a big, big shock when Christ comes back in the church. There's going to be a lot of shocked people. A lot of shocked people. I evangelize everywhere I go. Yes, my Lord. Miss Kim, I was up praying this morning. And side note, just stand up right there where you're at, Miss Kim. Just stand up. You got to just stand up. See, oh, she's out there? Well, you can share this with her, Kenny. I was praying this morning, and I thought about Miss Kim Howell. And she's hungry. She's real hungry, Kenny. What she's looking for can be found only in that place of intimacy, where it's just her and Christ Jesus in that room. Share it with her. Where the simplicity of, I love you, Jesus, will rock her world. Tell her to put the 63rd Psalm in her pocket, Kenny, and just consume it. She's a lovely, godly woman. What she's looking for is found in that place of intimacy. About 4 o'clock in the morning, that came to me. Share that with her. That I love you, Jesus, from her heart. Over and over again, that I worship you, Jesus, out of her heart. Will rock her world. And she'll say to herself, my God, where has this been? Share that with her, okay? Hallelujah. Another person. The Lord reminded me, so it must have been him, because I was up in the morning early. Such a glorious time, man. And my daughter-in-law came to me. She's here tonight. Her name is Maya Walker. A.K.A. the Bronx. That's what I call her. See that young lady? If she's with you, she'll defend you. She got your back. And I was thinking about my daughter-in-law this morning in prayer. I saw a little girl inside of her. A little girl inside of her just crying out. I seen a tough lady on the outside. But inside was a little girl crying out. Lord, only you, Lord, know what that means. Only you, Holy Spirit, know what that means. Whatever the case, whatever the hunger, whatever the hurt, Lord, oh, Holy Spirit, you are the comforter. Give her what she needs, Lord. Whatever adjustment, whatever hurt, whatever you want, only you can give her, Father. Only you can give her. The Kim would hearken unto these words through her husband and just lose herself in the 63rd Psalm, Lord. What she's looking for, Lord, is found in that place of intimacy. I don't claim to be a weirdo or a spiritual giant, but those two things came to me this morning. And I was just exhorting on Matthew, and this came to me again. So it must have been him that laid it on my heart. Amen. welcome my friends here, Mr. Bill Bethay, Kenny Blocker, and Miss Peggy here too. And Miss Peggy Bethay, by the way, she can cook. I tried to get them to adopt me and my wife, but they wouldn't. She can cook, man. I would like to walk with my friends here. Hallelujah. Man, you pray all day long and you think your heart's prepared on what he wants you to say, and then you go up and get the mic and things change. Oh my God, if you would just drink of his water and indulge in his word, your hunger and your thirst will never cease. You'd always want more and more and more and more. Every day dining at the Master's table. Indulge in the goodness of the Lord. Indulge in the goodness and the fatness of the Lord. The recompense of it will be so satisfying. Nothing will ever satisfy you like the presence of Almighty God. Jesus, I worship you. Oh, Lord, I don't want to teach what I know. Pastor Bronk always tells me, the big dog, I call Pastor Bronk big dog in case... A new couple, that's what I call Pastor Bronk, the big dog. He always tells me, Homer, never preach what you know, but preach what you hear. Hear inside of my spirit. Yes, sir, Pastor Bronk. Man, I had such a wonderful teaching on Philippians for you. Oh, my God, God opened up Philippians to me like you wouldn't believe. Christians say they want change, but they don't want to change. I'm tired of Satan beating me up. Well, do something about it. Do something about it. It's amazing how Jesus starts the Sermon on the Mount with the Beatitudes. That is the nature of God. He said, let your light so shine before men that they may see, not hear, see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. Even when they revile you and persecute you and say all manner of evil against you falsely. That's the key. If the world's going to revile us and hate us, let them do it because we're standing for Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Don't let them revile me and hate me because I caused it. The church is full of that. The church needs to grow up and love like Jesus loved. Love them all. The church has failed in that area. That's why you got 20,000 different denominations. You know, in the Bible, they were called Christians first in the book of Acts in Antioch. They were called Christians. We're all one happy family. You know why there's a bunch of denominations? Because nobody agrees on doctrine. That's sad. That said, we are the beloved, born of God's nature to bring him an everlasting glory. It amazes me. The Sermon on the Mount starts with the Beatitudes, the nature of God that is in us. That is in us already. Blessed are the poor in spirit is the first beatitude that he said. Notice he used the word spirit. What part of you is born again when you give your life to Christ? Your what? Your spirit. So chapter 5, verse 3 is so vital. It is the foundation of Matthew 5, 6, and 7. Blessed are the poor in spirit, Christ in you. Blessed are those that live out of the new nature. Blessed are they that submit to God inside of them, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. If you live out of his nature inside of you, you will be persecuted, but I don't care. If you're going to dog me, revile me, and persecute me, let it be because I stood for my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Let it be because I stand for biblical truth. I don't have politics. Let me tell you something right now. Babies having the right to live is not political. It's biblical. There are two genders. That's not political. That is biblical. Marriage is between a male and a female. That's not political. That's not Republican. That's Bible. Law and order is not Republican. Law and order is not that at all. Law and order is Romans chapter 12 and 13. It's biblical. Slap me. Cuss me. I'm not gonna back down. White supremacy is not an existential threat. There's brown supremacy. There's black supremacy. Yeah, there's racism. But we all are racist to an extent. We live in a world that's full of lies, man. The news is poison. And so we live on God's word, man. Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. We yield to his supremacy, Christ in us, the hope of an absolute glory. We believe the kingdom of God. And we love, I don't care what you've done and what you've said and who you are. I'm called to lay down my life for you. I can't win you over into God's kingdom by hating you. I have to love you like I love my two little twin granddaughters. I have to lay down my life for you the same way, man. The nature of God is inside of us. We yield to that nature. Oh, man, that's... Oh, I love that. I love that sound. I promise you. Promise you, I will see again. I promise you. Let me tell you one thing. Kingdom talk is crazy talk. Paul said in Philippians, our citizenship is from heaven. We're here for a season with a spiritual DNA. Born from above. We're here to do God's word. The last portion of Matthew 7, Sermon on the Mount, starts with the Beatitudes. Chapter 7 ends with this. Therefore, according to all that I've said, therefore, Satan wants one thing from you. He don't care if you attend church. He don't care how high you raise your hands. He don't care how much offering you give. He wants to steal the word out of you. Therefore, Jesus said, So he hears these sayings of mine. Listen. So he hears these sayings of mine and does them. I will liken him unto a wise man. He didn't say a wise man was he that knew the Bible. See, we get caught up in theology and degrees here and degrees there. Seminary, no. Wisdom is good, but wisdom does not in itself bring renovation. Yielding to that wisdom is renovation. You can be full of wisdom and be full of pride, but until you yield to that wisdom in your mind, you're just puffed up. But if you yield to the renewing of your mind, that's if you yield to the wisdom that you've stored up in your mind and you do it, that's when you know that your mind is renewed. Therefore, he that hears these sayings of mine and does them, I will liken him unto a wise man. A wise man is he that hears and does, not hears and quotes. It's hear and does. I will liken him unto a wise man which built his house upon the rock. The rain descended. The floods came. The winds blew. And I'm going to brag and beat upon that house. And it did not fall. For he was founded upon the rock. But he that hears these sayings of mine and does not do them, I will liken him unto a foolish man which built his house upon the sand. The rain descended. The floods came. The winds blew and beat upon that house, and it fell. And great was the fall of it. That man or woman did not make it. Wisdom is not hearing and quoting. Wisdom is hearing, quoting, and doing. The rain descends, the floods came down, the winds blew, and you were not shaken because you were founded upon the rock of his word, man. He's looking for soldiers. He's looking for soldiers that'll give his life for the gospel. He's looking for soldiers that'll read the word to conform to it. Not to teach it. To read it so much. To conform to Christ Jesus, the mighty Logos, the Word of God, God in the flesh. That's what he's after. I love you, Jesus. Wow, this is completely different than what I thought I had for you. But the big dog tells me, Homer, don't preach what you know. Preach what you hear. But Lord, I prepared all day for this. Lord, how are you going to change your mind? Because the Holy Spirit cares about what the congregation needs. Not what I want to preach. Jesus, the veil has been torn, Lord. We enter into the throne room of grace. The high priest has given us access. Lord, you said we could find mercy and find grace in time of need. So we ask for that grace, Lord. The strength and the grace to lay down our lives, Lord. the strength and the grace and the want to, Lord, to push back the plate, Lord, to spend those nights in prayer, to spend hours a day with you, Lord, because nothing else matters. Conform to the image of Christ. Jesus, you said, blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of God. That our whole life, Lord, will be a yielding to you, yielding to your word, dying for the cause. You said, Jesus, you said this. I believe it's John chapter 12. Unless a corn of wheat die and fall to the ground, it abides alone. But if it die, it bringeth forth much fruit. Do you know who you are and what you are? What are you? You are the fruit. The corn of wheat was Christ. He died, went to the ground and died and produced much fruit. We are the fruit that he produced. You've got to see Jesus Christ in humanity. He's always been deity. Since his conception, he's always been deity in the womb of his mother. He's always been God. But what he did it in humanity. Are you enjoying yourself? Man, I had a good teacher on Philippians for you. Man, line upon line. When I feel emotions coming at me, when the flesh or Satan whispers to me that I'll never see again, when he badgers me, and I'll say this, when I'm in dialysis and the fourth hour comes and I'm exhausted, I'm beat. Right there in that chair, I lift up my little hands and I begin to praise him. And I begin to think about Hebrews 12. I put God's word in my mouth. I begin to speak it. God's word's good in your heart. But you got to speak it sometimes. Your soul has to pay attention to you. I begin to quote Hebrews 12 when I get tired and worn down. I spend my day in my house, in my room. I love to pray. I pray in tongues a whole lot. A whole lot. Underneath my breath. You know why? The Bible says, he that speaketh in an unknown tongue edifieth himself. Guaranteed a personal. People say, well, you got to interpret the tongue. No, you might want to read 14 more than once. There are diversities of tongues. This is a tongue of self-edification. You know that the Thayer's lexicon says that praying in tongues promotes spiritual growth. The Thayer's lexicon. The strong says you build a superstructure. We got to interpret your tongue. No, you don't, because you're praying to God. You're not praying to man. If I'm praying to you, I better interpret what I say. But if I'm praying to God, it's a mystery. And I'm praying the divine mysteries of God, edifying my spirit, man. So I attribute that so much to that I never grow weary, man. I never grow weary. preachers that burn out and need a vacation, Christians that burn out and need a vacation, you don't know where your rest is at, man. I don't never need no personal me time. I don't never need to go to a conference to relieve myself. No, 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 no. My relief and my rest is in my prayer closet. I call it my own personal Olivet. That's my rest. I sit there hearing my CD player underneath my breath. Underneath my breath, those tongues of fire edifying my spirit. Then I sit there and I lift up my hands. Jesus, I worship you. I praise you. You are my strength. You are my God, my strength. Take me to the end, Jesus. Jesus, I love you. I praise you. I worship you. I glorify you, Jesus. That's my day. And I love it. That is my strength. That is my reserve and my fullness. The third person of the Godhead. I have a prayer language straight from heaven. Why wouldn't you want to accept this prayer? He that speaketh in a tongue edifieth himself. How else can you go through kidney failure and blind and still pledge allegiance to the Lamb of God? How else can you get up so excited every day to praise Him? There's not something happening inside of you. Okay. Man, that went by fast. Let me finish the verse that I was going to quote. Hebrews 12, when I feel those days, when I feel the emotions speaking at me, I put God's word in my mouth. And I say to myself, let us run with endurance the race that is set before us. Looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. What's the race that was set before us? Our faith. Looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy set before him. You know who the joy set before him was? We were. For the joy set before him, endured the cross, despising the shame, who has sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. Consider him that endured such hostility from sinners against himself, lest you become wearied and faint in your souls. Homer, you have not resisted unto bloodshed. Grow up, boy. Square your shoulders. Put my word in your mouth and get over your emotions. That's what I do, man. That's what I do. Because if I'm looking at Jesus, the author and finisher of my faith, I'm looking at him in humanity. If I looked at him as God, I couldn't look at him as my example. How can I compare to God? But if I look at him in his humanity, oh my God, he did it. Born of God, Holy Ghost filled. I'm born of God. I'm Holy Ghost filled. If he endured, I can endure. I have not resisted unto bloodshed. I have not. I get tired. But I put God's word in my mouth. And I look at Jesus, the author and finisher of my faith, who for the joy set before him endured the cross. I was the joy set before him. His life in me was the joy set before him. The day would come when he would die, resurrect. And if I believed in that resurrection, I would be born again. That keeps me going. Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. We live and die by this. What I preach does not originate in this church. It originates here. We just repeat what's here. If you don't read this, you won't agree with me. But read it, you will agree with every single thing that I say. So I'll finish with this. Matthew 6, our Father. Jesus said, in this manner pray ye. Pray. Listen to what he said. The Pharisees think they're going to be heard for their much speaking. But you don't be like them. After this manner pray ye. Our Father who art in heaven, holy, holy, holy is your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Pray. The Pharisees think they'll be heard for their much speaking. No. You're going to be heard for your much doing. The will of God in heaven, do his will that's in heaven, here on earth. Earth, be a shining light, and I will give you your daily bread. Homer, you'll get your eyes, boy. Your kidneys will be regenerated if you believe the gospel of the kingdom. The sovereignty, I'm done. The sovereignty of God is this. We've misused the sovereignty of God. If God wants it so, it'll happen. No. The sovereignty of God is that he is immutable. If you believe it, he has to do it. If he don't do it, it's because you didn't believe it. If you believe the gospel, it's going to come to pass. He can't do nothing but answer our prayer. The 34th Psalm says he hears the prayer of the righteous and his ears are open unto their cry. That is the gospel of the kingdom. My Father who art in heaven, holy, 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 holy is your name. Your kingdom come. Your will, the will of the kingdom come. Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven, Lord. We live to do your will. We wake up not to be right, but to make you right. To let our light shine, for our candle has been lit, Christ in me, the hope of glory. Christ in me, the hope of absolute glory. Bow your heads with me, please. I tell you this, was not the direction at all that I had planned. I had Philippians, the first two chapters planned, but it's okay. So, Father, you're not looking for good Christians. You're looking for soldiers, Lord. For soldiers that would die for the cause. I pray, Lord, right now in the mighty name of Jesus, your grace, your strength, the want to in our life to be changed by Holy Spirit. That we'll even begin to talk about fasting. Push back one meal at a time, Lord. We would think about that quiet time, just no Bible, just me and you. Just I love you. I worship you. Because knowledge, Lord, we know it puffs up. But love edifies. Take us, Lord. Give us instruction. Because you said to me, Jesus, you said to those that love you, if anyone would follow me, let him deny himself. Take up his cross daily. It's wonderful, Robert. And follow me. That word deny is a strong word. It means disown. To disown ourselves. And live out of his spirit within us. I'm going in, my friends. Come with me. Come with me on this journey. Go home, have a talk with God. Say, God, what do you want of me, Lord? I don't understand the fasting. You don't have to understand it. Just do it. It works. Ask him, what's this praying in tongues that Homer's talking about? Lord, I heard it's crazy. I heard it was crazy too, but I'm here 30 years later, very sane. Let's take it to the next level, my friends. Place of surrender. Place of aggression. Fighting the good fight of faith. So, Father, I ask for your grace and the want to in our life, Lord. The want to, Lord. If there's no want to, I pray a want to in their life, Father. A want to in their life. A change of heart. Nights of prayer. Beholding your word. For what reason? To be conformed to it, Lord. To bring you an everlasting glory. I thank you, Father, for all that you are. I thank you for the beloved. I thank you for my friends here from Fellowship Church. They're hungry, Lord. They're hungry. They're hungry. Fill them, Lord, to capacity. Give Mr. Bill, Lord, 20 more years. 25 more years. Health in his bones. Health in his heart. We command that back in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Straighten up now to Miss Piggy. We speak to any symptom she might have in Jesus' name. Be healed. Years. There's such an example in this town, Lord. Kenny. The evangelist, Lord, they would rise up with boldness like more than he ever has. That he would even lay hands on those that he ministered to, Father, in the name of Jesus, Father. Offering them hope and grace. Give them, Lord, they're hungry and they're humble, Lord. Give to Kim what she's looking for, Lord. That place of absolute intimacy, Lord. I thank you, Father. To my good friend Sixto and his fiance, Lord. I pray that he will love her as they marry like Christ loved the church and gave himself for her, Lord. I pray blessings in their marriage, Father. Blessings in their marriage. Surrender to you, Lord Jesus Christ. A surrender. I thank you, Lord, for this night. I thank you for your word. I thank you for Holy Spirit that dwells inside of us. So, Father, I bless you and I praise you. In Jesus' name. And all the saints of God said, well, that was a quick hour and a half for me. Were you edified? Honestly. Kenny, if ever you go evangelize on them streets, Kenny, call me. I love evangelizing. I love spreading the gospel. I love all of you so much. I promise you, not one bit of me thought I was going in this direction. Them Baptist hymns messed me all up in a good sense. brought back memories of my roots. En la cruz, yo primero vi la luz. Wow. 46 years ago, man. I'm about to go visit his church and hear him. I love all of you, man. Where's the offering book? Is that Harry or Robert? Where they at? They're in the back. So stand with me, please. I know I'm a loud preacher. I get excited. Father, I bless you. I thank you and I love you. I thank you, Father, for your word, for your grace, for the blood of Jesus. I thank you for the rebirth, Father. I thank you for the gospel, that it is the power of God unto salvation. More grace, Lord, to the women, to the men, to go into you with all that we got, Father, to see a display and manifestation of the kingdom of God. Where the blind see, the lame walk, the leprosy cleansed, the deaf hear, and the dead are raised. And to the poor, the gospel is preached. And blessed is he who is not offended in you. We are not offended, Lord. So we love you, we praise you, and we glorify you. In Jesus' name. And everyone said loudly, amen. Amen. God bless you. See you. Well, God bless you.